Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, we are so glad that you're here this evening for our Christmas Eve candlelight service. Let us stand together and join together for our call to worship. Good news, unspeakable joy. Jesus is born. The Messiah has come to us.
He is the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace.
Let us celebrate the good news.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all on earth.
Let's join together. You can either turn in your hymn book, or you can join on the PowerPoint as we sing the three verses of O Come, All Ye Faithful tonight. Join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of wonder, this is a holy night. We come longing to hear the story of new life and hope. May the gift of your love be born anew among us. Cast out our fears and guide us by the light of Christ, that we may know the power of your love as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to go ahead and take up our offering this evening. And the offering tonight, the whole offering is going to our missions fund, the Christmas fund, which is a mission that our denomination uses to support retired ministers that have health issues or other financial issues. And it's just a great way that we can be a blessing to those that serve God for so many years and gave of their life and service. So as our ushers come this evening, I'm going to invite you to give this evening. Would you join with me as we pray? Gracious God, thank you that we have the privilege to be a blessing. And Lord, I pray that the offering that we gave tonight will be a blessing to those in need, those that have served you faithfully through the years. Meet needs, we pray, as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite Kathy and Dana Maxson. They are going to be coming here in just a moment. And I'm going to read first, and then I'll let them do their reading. So give them a little time to prepare. Oh, what did I do? It's not in there. Oh, there it is. Our first reading tonight comes from the prophet Isaiah tonight. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. And the authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this. May God add his reading to, or his blessing to the reading of the word. And I'm going to invite Dana and Kathy if they would make their way as they lead us in a responsive reading for the lighting of our first four candles tonight.
Rejoice, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Christ is born among us, and our hope is made new. We light the candle of hope, knowing Christ is now us in the hope of glory.
We rejoice, for the hope of Emmanuel has come among us.
We light the candle of peace, knowing Christ in us is the peace that passes all understanding.
We rejoice, for the peace of Emmanuel has come among us.
We light the candle of joy, knowing Christ in us is the joy that gives us strength.
We rejoice, for the light of Emmanuel has come among us.
We light the candle of love, knowing Christ in us is the love that shed abroad in our hearts.
We rejoice, for the love of Emmanuel has come among us. Dex is going to come now and do our reading from the gospel.
This is the common Christmas story that we've all heard so many times from Luke. And it says, in those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This enrollment occurred before Quirinius was governor, before Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. Nearby, shepherds were lying in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angels praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, Let us go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us. They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything had happened just as they had been told.
I'm going to invite Dana and Kathy to come back.
Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. In the city of David, a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. What gift does Christ bring to the world? Christ brings hope for the future, peace like a river, joy everlasting, and love for all. May it be so. Hope, peace, joy, and love, four candles, four promises, continually offered to us by God, and all of them manifest in the light of the center candle, in the light of the one we celebrate tonight, Jesus the Christ.
In Christ we find hope, peace, joy, and love. With courage may we answer the call to make Christ the center of our lives and follow his light.
I'm going to sing for you tonight, and it's one you're familiar with. If you've come to Christmas Eve services before, I've sung it at least twice before over the years. It's one of my favorites, and I kind of pray that it's a blessing to you. O come, Emmanuel. Thy people save. And
We are going to share in communion tonight, but I'm going to do something a little different that I have never done on a Christmas Eve service. Don't worry, Carla, it's all right. She gave me that look. I'm going to invite our kids to come down if they would for a moment. Would you come down? Come on.
You know, sometimes I share just a few words with everybody, but I wanted to bring the kids down tonight. Yes, come on. Yes, we love having all of you guys. You know, I was thinking about this earlier today, how I wanted to invite you guys down tonight. It wasn't too long ago when you were a little baby in your mama's arms. And she probably held you like this, or she held you like this, or maybe she turned you around because you were one of those babies that had to see everything that was going on and didn't want to miss anything. And can you imagine, just for a minute, that Jesus, our Savior, was a baby? He was born amongst the livestock, maybe a sheep, maybe a cow, maybe a donkey. And yeah, he was right among them. And he grew up like you guys did. He was probably about your age. I'm sure his mom told him, "Jesus, quit doing that." You think that happened? I believe that did happen. I bet he got into things. You know why? Because his kids were curious. That's how we learn. We like to get into everything. You know, when you hit about one, two, you start walking, and you got to get into all the cupboards and get into everything. And I bet you Jesus wanted to know things. And I bet as he grew up, he wanted to know things that his dad, Joseph, taught him. But he knew he had another dad, and that was his heavenly Father, God, that loved him very much. And one of the beautiful things, if you read through the gospel stories one day as you get older, about the life of Jesus in the four gospels, is Jesus loved people. And I think that's because God loves people. And he loves us. And that's why he sent Jesus, to show us how we can have each one of those that we have been talking about as we lit candles over the last 4 weeks. Hope, peace, joy, and love.
And that white candle right in the middle
is the Christ candle.
Yes.
Yes, Christ the Lord. Because he's the one we celebrate and remember tonight. He loves each one of you. Don't ever forget that. If you never forget anything else, don't ever forget that Jesus loves us and God loves us. And that's what Christmas is all about and why we celebrate. Okay, you can go on back to your seats.
As we prepare for communion, we always share together in a time of thanksgiving and confession together. And I'm just going to invite you, if you would like to pray along with us, that you would and join us as we pray in preparation for our time at the table tonight to experience God's grace in the presence of Christ. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your boundless love. We thank you that love came down at Christmas in Jesus the Christ. A love so deep and so profound that nothing will ever be the same again. Touch us, heal us, forgive us, and make us whole again as we share together at the table of your love and grace. Provided in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, as our deacons and deaconesses come tonight, we are going to share together. And if you're visiting here, if you've never been to one of our services before, you are welcome to receive tonight. We believe in open communion because we believe that in that experience and those actions, we experience the grace and love of Jesus Christ in our lives. So as our deacons and deaconesses come, let us open our hearts and receive tonight.
night when they were gathered together, Jesus broke the bread and gave thanks for it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Take and eat it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake tonight. Later that night when they were together, Jesus passed the cup and gave thanks and blessed it and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake tonight. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Brad, if you want to go back, he's going to go back and turn some lights down for us tonight.
as we prepare to sing Silent Night and share together. And if you were wondering what that piece of bread is that you ate tonight, it was a piece of unleavened bread. Probably better tasting than what Jesus' day they would have had it, but yes. But yes, so you can go ahead and turn them off. As we do, this is one of my favorite things we get to do every year, is sharing the light and singing. And I hope you have your lights tonight, and our kids are welcome to turn their little electric lights on whenever they want to, if they have one of those. And I'm going to go ahead and invite Carla to go ahead and start playing, and I will begin by taking a light from the Christ candle. Just a reminder, as you go to give your light to somebody else, keep yours straight up. Don't bend like this, or you might get wax on your clothes or on somebody else. And let them come in from the side and grab your light. But you're sharing that light as we share the light of Christ tonight. Let's begin to sing as the light is still going. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy. Let's stand as we sing the next verse. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. As Carla plays it again, let's just hum through it tonight. Mm-hmm. We have heard the Christmas story of love. Love born in a manger. Like the shepherds, we found the Christ child. Like Mary, we hold this story deep in our hearts. Like the angels, we sing of God's glory and peace for the world. May God's blessing of hope, peace, love, or joy and love be ours this night and forevermore. Amen. You may extinguish your lights.